Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Earlier in the show, I took you on a tour of the Citywise facility in West Dublin. They are doing incredible work to keep young kids engaged in education. The website, again, if you want to support them or just learn more about them, is citywise.ie. It was one of the highlights of my week, I have to say, was being out there with the team, seeing the work that they're doing. If you're doing something in your local community or if there's something similar in your area, particularly when it comes to STEM and STEAM education, I would absolutely love to hear and maybe go out and see it. You can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. Now, if you're a long-term listener to the show, you'll know that for the last few years, every April or May, I've been lucky enough to travel to the US with the Hard Shoulder and Ireland Gateway to Europe. This is a delegation that heads stateside to sort of get a real temperature check on Irish-US relations, to identify opportunities, friendships, business partnerships, whatever you're having yourself. And the trip is taking place this year again next month. So in the first week of May, myself and Kieran Cudahy will be heading with the group. And what's really interesting is that Ireland Gateway to Europe was set up as things started to pick up after the recession, right? In the last few years, though, it's been more a celebration of the close relationship between the two countries. But obviously, all of the turbulence of the last few years / months has meant that there's been a significant change. So this year, on the Ireland Gateway to Europe mission trip, we are going to Canada. We'll be in Toronto for a few days and then heading on to Boston. Other members of the delegation will be going towards Washington from Boston. But myself and Kieran are going to be in Toronto for 2 or 3 days and then Boston for 3 days. And I'm excited because firstly, I've never been to Canada, but I also think it'll be really interesting to hear what's going on in North America. What is the atmosphere? We've been reading and hearing so many headlines over the last few weeks in particular, but I'm really eager to see what the mood is like on the ground. There was a launch for this event last week. I went along and I met with some members of the delegation who told me a little bit about their points of view and also why the timing of this trip could not be better.
A.D. McGuinness, Chairman, Sigmar Recruitment, Founder, Ireland Gateway to Europe. People are saying that sort of global disruption on trading is unprecedented since 1929. So certainly Canada, particularly interesting place to go. As you know, we chose Canada before the US election. And the response we've had from Canada since then has just been amazing. By fact, I think they've had an existential change in their view trading-wise with US. And as we keep saying, you know, that creates opportunity as well. But really interesting going to Canada from the very highest level in state. We've had a great response. They're looking towards Europe immediately, urgently, obviously from business perspective. But as we keep saying, it's about other relations as well. It's about social, it's about political, it's about sporting, and the business will come. So hugely important this year, and also hugely important to go to our friends in the US. We try and take the emotion out of the politics, but whatever practical say tariff and other legislation that has come in, that's a disruption and maybe an opportunity for business, all the more reason why we need to speak to our really good contacts over there.
It is so important to have the boots on the ground and the shaking of the hand rather than the Zoom calls, which are obviously, they have their place and all the rest. But you've always used this line of, you know, the friend raising and the straightening of relationships. And I do think that'll be mean more perhaps than ever before this year because of all the turbulence and the uncertainty that's in the air.
Exactly. You talk about water cooler moments and serendipity, but the amount of business that's been done between the groups, stuff we never anticipated. Some of the stuff that it's here today is confidential, but it's going to be really interesting transatlantic business sporting that's going to evolve. And not saying because of Gateway, but it's certainly accelerated, you know. And maybe all the stories about these projects that are really interesting started with two people chatting, you know, or maybe more, often over a beer, you know. Even if they're high net worth individuals and they're talking about an idea, you heard that today here. And it probably wouldn't have happened in a Zoom call. It certainly wouldn't have happened in an email.
And the sense that I'm getting, you know, despite what we've been hearing in the news and reading in the headlines, is there's still a level of optimism. We're going over there with our bags full and smiles on our faces. It's not this doomsday approach of, oh, lads, this is tough times.
Yeah, I'm in a few CEO groups and there's been a lot of talk about the challenges that are being presented. And I think, you know, obviously most people around the world, including Ireland, are resilient coming through the economic crisis of, you know, 2008-2009, coming through COVID, coming through Brexit, you know, maybe the Ukrainian war. So we're probably more resilient to sort of the shocks that this has presented. But equally, you know, to be cool, not to be flippant, not to underestimate the challenges, but to be cool and sit back and look at the opportunities. Like, there's no benefit in panicking, you know. People can take their own personal views, fully understandably, about the emotion. I find talking to a lot of CEOs, if it starts with the emotion and it's only the emotion, it's hard to get beyond that, you know. And I think to sort of go in with our eyes open, talk to the friends we have, hopefully talk to new friends over there, and we can't control a lot of the external stuff, as you know, it's changing by the hour. So I think to have the relationships means we're in a better position to deal with whatever's thrown at us.
Deirdre Giblin, and I'm the chair of the Ireland Canada Business Association. It was always a great idea for the ICBA and Gateway to Europe to come together and to go to Toronto on our way to Boston and Washington. But my God, hasn't the world changed? And fortuitous is absolutely the right word. I was in Canada on the government trade mission to Toronto and Ottawa a few weeks ago, and it was palpable, the feeling. Canadians feel closer to Europe than they do to America. And that is the best way I can sum it up. We've all heard stories of what happens in supermarkets around Canadian goods versus American goods, but there's this whole feeling of being let down by their next door neighbour, by their friend, by a country that they came to the rescue of many times. And they very much look to Europe. And at this time of tariffs, and things are changing, as we know, literally overnight and hour by hour, we, in Ireland, we personify Europe for the Canadians in many ways. Yes, we're a small part of Europe, but the closeness between Ireland and Canada is only going to grow and only going to get closer. And to bring over 65 plus CEOs, C-suite people to Toronto at this time is absolutely powerful.
David Heenan, disputes partner and head of corporate immigration at Adelshaw Goddard Ireland. We're an international law firm, entered the Irish market back in 2022 through a merger with Eugene F. Collins, who'd been in the Irish market at that stage by about for about 130 years. So Eugene F. Collins had, you know, we always had a great reputation, a full service law firm, but post Brexit, things became quite challenging for law firms. A number of international firms came into the Irish market to use Ireland as a launch pad into Europe. And they were, I suppose, competitors to Eugene F. Collins, both for people, for work. They brought a huge amount of resources to the table. So something really had to change from a Eugene F. Collins perspective. And the Adelshaw's merger presented itself. Adelshaw Goddard were in expansion mode at the time. We just opened an office in Paris the year before. So the timing was right for both sides. And you know, what it has enabled us to do is scale up our staff numbers. I think I mentioned earlier that we when we came out of COVID, we had 55 lawyers. We now have 90. We've increased the number of partners and just the general number of staff. So we've now got 150 staff. In our new buildings in Fitzwilliam 28 in Dublin 2. So it's just an example of how the merger with Adelshaw's has enabled us to kind of scale up our business. And we've seen great growth since the merger in 2022. Interestingly, the main driver behind that growth has been the work that we were doing, more work that we're doing with the clients that we already had pre-merger. So clients are using us now for a broader range of services. So, you know, we always had the disputes and the real estate and the corporate M&A stuff, but we've added more strings to our bow. We've added tax, we've added FinReg, and clients are staying with us for, as I say, the broader range of services, which is driving our growth. So so far, it's been a very positive experience, and we see ourselves as being becoming the largest international firm in the Irish market.
Why did you guys decide to get involved in the trip for the 25 trip? Did you have a crystal ball and know what was going to happen?
No, I suppose I didn't. I head up the US initiative for the Dublin office of AG, and there are partners all over the world who we all link in with. But it's my responsibility to look at it from an Irish perspective. And, you know, what it essentially means is, how can we win more work stateside? Some of the best work, some of the biggest cases we've ever done have come from referrals from US law firms. Mm. So it's my job and the committee's job to, I think, organise as many trips as we can to the US, spend as much time as we can over there, be a real presence over there, engaging with the IDA, engaging with law firms, engaging with directly with businesses to increase the chances of winning more work. Now, obviously, the events of the last couple of months and even the last 24 hours, I think the goalposts have shifted a bit. Huge amounts of uncertainty. And as one of, I think it was the chief economist for KPMG said, I just read on the paper this morning, they were saying that, you know, uncertainty in itself is almost a tax on business. Mm. So yeah, it's a very interesting time to be heading stateside, but at the same time, look, we have to drive on, we have to be positive. Trips like this are so important, particularly now. Like, it's all well and good going when things are going well, now important more than ever to go. Be positive, and, you know, if you're not on these trips, if you're not doing these things, you're not going to be front of the queue when there is work to be had. So I just think it's so important to do it. We have to do it, and I think the likes of AD and Sigmar for organising a trip like this is just, it's key for us. I think, I suppose, it ticks a lot of boxes. As I said earlier, it gives us an opportunity, Adelshaw's, to network with all the great companies that are on the trip. Mm. It opens a huge amount of doors stateside. I'm still blown away every time AD speaks about, you know, the different events and the different people that we're going to get an opportunity to meet. So it ticks those boxes. Mm. But then just the way it's structured, there's events, you know, in the morning and the evening and lunchtime, but there's hours free which we're going to be using to meet our own US contacts and Canadian contacts. So to me, it ticks every box. Mm. It enables us to do what we want to do and more.
Yeah, there you have it. They are just some of the people travelling as part of Ireland Gateway to Europe. As I said, we'll be in Toronto from May 4th and then heading on to Boston later in the week. If you have any recommendations for either city, where should I go? What should I eat? Who should I chat to? You can email me, techtalk@newstalk.com. That's it from me this week. If you missed any of the show, you can listen back in full on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. I hope you enjoy the very long weekend. I'm actually adding a few days on to the super long weekend, so I'm not back until Thursday, but I will chat to you then.